All right, guys, who's ready for the fastest moving 30 to 45 minutes in the network marketing world? You guys ready to rock it tonight?
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right.
Outstanding. I want to welcome you all to the call tonight. We are going to have an absolute blast. It's great to have you here. As you guys can see on this main screen right here, you're going to see something called Nikken Cube. That's something I'm going to be talking a lot about over the next couple of weeks. This company has, it's a really interesting thing, everybody, when you look at what this company has done. And every once in a while, there are generational companies. And I'm going to repeat this message consistently to everybody. There are generational companies that come along, like an Apple, like a Microsoft, like IBM back in the day. General Motors was that way. Companies that really create a paradigm. And with this company and the visionary people behind it came to the marketplace, it started talking about things like wellness. You know, it was just mind-blowing in the U.S. Wellness was people that shopped at Whole Foods and wore Birkenstocks, and no offense if you do that, but it was a niche market 20 years ago. Now wellness is everywhere, and where there was just a couple of companies doing it, now there's hundreds of companies trying to do little parts of it, and everybody has a miracle in a bottle or a miracle in a pill or a miracle in some crazy thing. And I want you guys all to understand is the beauty of Nikken has always been its elegance and its simplicity, is that there is no miracle to wellness. There is no magic bullet out there. There's simple common sense that if you have a clean environment, if you sleep, you breathe, you drink, you take balanced whole food supplements, your body is going to be in a position to fight off the environment to protect itself. So you don't need miracles. What you need is common sense. And so when you take a look at what this company offers and began to build almost 40 years ago, and the fact that they started out in a marketplace where we were building networks, when I was in Nikken even 10 years ago, things like conference calling, webexing, streaming video, personal web pages, none of that existed. And as Nikken has added these technologies, there's been a middle period of here in the last 4 or 5 years when Nikken has positioned itself from the company that's spread all over the world to the company that's ready for the next great leap. We not only own one or two patents, we own hundreds of patents. Guys, we have stuff coming out right now that you and I haven't even thought of that are going to be staples in your house in 5 and 10 years. So this company is playing across so many platforms and doing so many things. It's really stunning. And this year, when they retooled the IT, retooled the comp plan, and did all those things, those of us that were in the business over this last year had to go through that one-year period to get ready for what's about to happen. And with the comp plan changes, the PWP that I'm going to be going over in the next couple of weeks, we have powers now that are so far beyond what we've ever had. Because finally, what you have is this perfect cube, this U-cube scenario here, where you've got the power of you because you want a better life, coupled with the power at Nikken that has the products, the firepower, the technology, and the footprint, coupled with timing. Because right now in the environment, not only do we have the sickest environment we have ever had in terms of pollution, in terms of just problems, but we also have the sickest job market we've ever had, where I was talking to the Grecos. Are you guys on the live side, Jeremy and Danny, right now?
Yes, sir.
You were telling me last night that you have friends who are applying for jobs that have had offers rescinded after the election because now healthcare is going to be implemented. Isn't that accurate? Is that a pretty good shot of what you told me?
Yes, sir. In fact, two different people had a total of 5 different job opportunities pulled, and then we know a couple people that work for Hostess that is dropping 18,000 jobs because they're closing down.
Wow. So you guys understand that it's not one of those three things. It's all of those three things. And then the other side of the coin, what I was trying to tell you guys last week, if you're going to build a network anyway, just so you guys know, there's been almost 18,000 companies started in the home business world. Only 10 have made it to their 10th birthday, and Nikken is one of them. And there's a reason that is when you're a one or a two product company, you're limited by the patent, you're limited by how much volume you can pump through that network, because what happens after 5 to 7 years, the sign-ups keep going deeper. Most people sign up about 90% of their people in the first 1 to 2 years of the business. As that keeps going deeper and deeper, there's just not enough horsepower there. And I had like 5 people this week ask me to put this slide back up just to show you that amount of firepower right there. If you're looking at a $30 or a $50 price point, or if all you've got is one or two products, you've got to bundle them to move any volume through your pipeline. What happens is as that volume goes deeper, what you will see is the networks will peter out, and then the top people will jump, which is why you've got the network marketing junkies that go company to company to company, because they're not built for long-term sustainability. In fact, if you guys take a look, all the companies that hit the billion-dollar mark and made their 10th birthday have a stair-step breakaway plan because they're designed for short-term and long-term speed. So what we've got here, and by the way, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more tonight. You may say, well, if you've got one or two products, it might be easier to talk about. Well, if you look at the way our IT footprint is set up right now, you could exclusively talk about the water or the magnets or the Jade Green. You can actually skew your view right now to where if you really are passionate about a product or two, you can, in effect, make yourself a one or two product lead. And I'm going to show you a couple tricks to do that tonight. But the bottom line, everybody, is we have some major, major powers of what we're about to do. What you guys will see over this next year is the next wave of Nikan hit and crash, and to have the vision to see that and to understand it from a long-term strategic as well as a tactical perspective is about what's about to happen. It's really astounding. Two little pieces of team business for all of you. We will be getting upgraded with our WebEx license here in the next couple of weeks. I just talked to Daryl Merritt today. We will no longer have to listen to sound on your phone. Those of you guys that are listening out there in the audience, you will now have sound come through your computer here in the next couple of weeks without fiddling with Skype. Those of you guys on the live side, you will still have to dial in, obviously, or else you can't be heard, or talk through your computer into the WebEx. But we're going to get upgraded. Won't that be cool, guys, to have a higher power version of WebEx? We don't have to fiddle with all these phone lines anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is up and coming. Is that Ken and Byron that I hear out there? My two favorite people.
You did it.
It's so good. And I just love all you guys. Just want you to know we're going to have a blast. And then last but not least, December the 15th, we will be having a meeting here in Austin, right outside Austin, town called Bastrop. It will be from roughly 9:30 in the morning until 1. The information will be a focus on growth here pretty quick. It'll be something nominal, $5 or $10 a ticket. We're going to rent a facility. We're going to do our 2013 game plan and kick off into the year. So if you're a leader in the group or if you want to see what's going on, be there because we're going to rock it out. And then that afternoon, we are going to have a Christmas celebration extravaganza. I want all of you to know that Paige and I have never been more excited to support you. We are honored to have you here. We look very, very forward to helping you achieve your Nikan dreams. And guys, I'm going to tell you flat out, it is go time. So who on this call is ready for Nikan Cubed, the next wave of Nikan? You guys ready to kick it off?
Yeah, absolutely I am.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, here's what I want to talk about tonight, which is prospecting. And I'm going to kick this off right here. I want to talk about making contact. And the first steps that I would do with a prospect if I was up and getting going in the business, and I'm going to open one more thing up here while we get talking. But the bottom line is the thing that makes your business grow the fastest and the thing that will really help is obviously knowing what you're doing and getting started. For example, if you're playing baseball, the goal is to score a lot of runs. If you're playing soccer, if you're playing football, basketball, knowing the rules of the game will help you succeed. So that's really important. If you're playing Monopoly, the rules are to get all the spaces on the board. Sometimes I see people come on board, and it's not clear in their mind what they need to do to build their business. And I want to help you understand that tonight. So if you're new, we're going to give you some simple steps. If you've been in the business for a while, we're going to give you some powers to clarify and speed you up so you're not hauling stuff all over town in 800-pound bags or trying to sell sick people magnets and then trying to get them to buy stuff when they don't have any money. And we're going to make this easy for you. We also want to make it so it works with your schedule. We want to make it so that busy people can get unbusy because there's two parts to prospecting. One is what you do. The second is the efficiency to which you do it because everybody out there is really busy, and we want to make sure that we're working with people's schedules, not against them. You guys all agree with that in principle?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, cool. Well, let me kind of run through a couple things I want to talk to you guys about. First thing we're going to do is I'm going to run down, and I'm going to go to share my desktop. And if you go to pathfinders.biz, you will see the Prospecting 101 page. And if you click on that, there is actually going to be right here a couple things I want you guys to know. First, I want you to clearly know what we do for a living, okay? That's what this mission statement does. So if someone asks you what do we do, being able to first know it yourself, and then second, be able to share it with other people is the key for success, because if you're fumbling about what we do, it's going to be tough to get other people to want to do it. So we're partnered with a huge research development company dedicated to helping people become aware of the toxic environment we live in and then showing simple, affordable changes they can make to protect their family from it. A couple things on that. We're partnered. We do not work for Nikan. If It's a research development company that's dedicated to science, not hype, okay? We're out to help people become aware. I'm not out to convince someone that wants to take drugs and drink water from the tap that they shouldn't. I'm out to find people that want to make a change and then show them things that we can do to help them. And then we're showing simple, affordable changes they can make. So we're guides, we're advocates, we're promoters, we're not salespeople, we're not twisting arms, and we're not convincing. We then help them connect to NECAN, and then they have access to the product just like us. We're looking for partners who would like to earn income by helping people, you know, anything from extra cash to a large income by doing the same. So we're partners with an R&D company. We're out to create awareness and then help people connect to it. We make our living by helping other people connect and then do the same. It's interesting because a lot of people come to NECAN with a job mentality, and then what tends to happen is we're trying to sell people stuff. We're always in a position where we're retailing, we're selling. And I want you guys to know that's a great adjunct to our compensation plan, but what we're really looking to do here is build a network and connect people who are going to start connecting into the product and the technology. Very simple. A couple tips about prospecting. Look for qualified prospects, people who are looking, okay? How many of you guys on the live side, and I really want you guys' participation tonight, have ever tried to get someone to do this that just doesn't want to, and it gets really unfun really fast, doesn't it?
Oh, yes,
absolutely.
Do you guys like to convince somebody that thinks $72 to fix their bad back is too expensive? How much fun is it even to have that conversation?
Zero, sir.
Right, or how about somebody that says they hate their job and they're broke, and you're trying to cram a video down their neck when they don't want to watch it, and you're like, but they need it, and you're constantly trying to do that. Or how many of you guys have ever come across somebody that has a lot of health challenges, and you show them the product, they tell you they don't have money, which means it's not important enough to them, and then you keep trying to sell it to them and then say, he can't afford it.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
You've never done that.
Yeah, it's not about that. So what I want you guys to know is it's fascinating how when you're not on track, it can become challenging. And when you're on track, all of a sudden it's easy. Because when someone tells me, oh, I don't have any money, so I just say, okay, fine. That's the end of it. I'm not going to argue with them. So I'm looking for people who are looking. So I'm actually sorting. When Ford runs an ad at the Super Bowl, a billion people see it. They may sell 100,000 trucks. So that tells me that, 999,900,000 people do not want the truck. Do you guys think Ford considers that a failure?
No. They're glad.
No, they know where to go to find the one in X that wants to do this. Now, NECAN, we start with a bigger X out of Y, because how many people want health or wealth? Almost everybody. The question is helping them see it. The other side of the coin is there are a lot of people who are hurting, but not that bad yet. Let me give you a little story. Walked up on a porch and there was a dog whining. And I said to the farmer, why is the dog whimpering? He said, oh, he's laying on a nail. I said, well, why doesn't the dog move? He said, well, the dog didn't hurt that bad yet. Do you think that applies to prospecting everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many of you guys have stood there trying to sell the dog a back flex? It is. You know, you could almost put up a sign with people that says, are you sick enough yet to consider getting off prescriptions?
Yeah.
Are you tired enough yet to get out of your job? Are you sick of being broke at age 50 enough to give up one night a week and one Saturday a month and talk to people to change those, to turn that around? That's what you're saying. So I'm looking for people who are looking, yet people who are positive. As Julie Terra said, our consultant of the year, I'm looking for bright-eyed people that give me good energy back. Guys, if they don't give you good energy, walk away. Book high-quality appointments. People that want the info and say, wow, I'd like to know about that, or wow, that sounds interesting. So you're not looking to get the person that says, oh, I don't know if I've got time or money. And then you're like, well, let me bring you a video. You do have time. It's not like Amway. It's really great stuff, and it's better prescriptions. Who's ever done the breathless defense of NECAN to a prospect that doesn't want it?
I think we all
have.
Guilty. Hey, Rick,
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, let me go. I used to do what I call verbal throw up on people. I would get so excited when they showed an ounce of interest, I would just fire hose them. And it not only chased them away, but it left me feeling like I can't do this. And when I'm a little more reserved with the information and I'm a little calmer about it, and I just say, yeah, it's really cool, you might want to take a look. when they're chasing me, it feels so much better and it's so much easier when they're leaning into me. But I did, I verbally fought those people a lot. It took me a while to learn that lesson.
It is, and you're offering a gift, not begging a favor. Let me say this. On this Prospecting 101 page, there's a really neat little video from Dennis and Ruth Williams that they sent about chasing people. At the end of this presentation, please go watch that, okay? So I'm looking for people that want the info and are asking for it. I'm focusing on people who seem interested in what we have and are easy to work with, and they do what they say they're going to do. One of the problems with prospecting is you talk to three or four people, and maybe two aren't that interested, and all of a sudden you feel like, oh my gosh, nobody's doing anything. You know, there's two parts to prospecting. One is doing it enough to where you kind of get a comfort zone with it, and number two is talking to enough people. So, you know, when you first start out, you may talk to 10 and get 2, but as you get more relaxed and understand it better, you may talk to 10 and get 4. So there's part numbers, part timing that are going to help you be successful in prospecting. And then next is give high-quality presentations. When someone says, yeah, I'd like the information, put the simple duplicable tools in their hands that let them make a decision. We have the tools in place to where people, if they see them and it's right for them, they're going to want to do it. You don't have to think about that part. So the bottom line is look for people that want something, but are ready to do something about it. Don't wrestle with people that don't. Don't try to engage someone that doesn't want a business or doesn't want a product to do it. You know, keep moving. You will find that you will take advantage of the law of attraction the more you do that, which is people will want what you have. There's that old song, Shine, show them what you got, make them wish you were not on the outside looking for it. That's what attracts people. When people see you and they can tell you've got something really cool, and that's why sometimes when people start a business or they're like in MLM 1 and they go to MLM 2 and they're like, man, I'm really blowing up, they confuse that with they're doing something new and they got that feeling. And then, but I'm going to tell you, it's kind of like the guy that decides that the grass is greener on the other side, and 3 years later, he's got 2 ex-wives. And so, you got to understand the game. One of the things they taught us in Army Intelligence was understand the game. You will get so much farther if you just understand the game. So the game here is to connect people who will start using technology. They're going to share them and spread them out to accrue as many people in as you can. And to put them in. And then I also look at the compensation plan, and I understand that 3 silvers makes a gold, 3 golds make a platinum all the way to the top. I'm really looking for 3 people that are committed to going to the top without me having to fiddle with them, okay? I want you guys to understand that when I sign somebody up that just wants to use product, there's not a lot of work to do there. They're connected. They're going to order. They're going to have a lot of fun. If I'm looking for business people, I'm spending my time with the people that want to build a network. But I want you guys to know that you're not looking for a downline full of followers and a downline full of downline. You're looking for a team full of uplines. Okay? I want you guys to know that where NECAN is, to take it to wave 3, we need you guys to start creating, to start thinking, to start employing these tools. If you're up in Dallas, I just saw Jeremy and Danny up there, you know, and Christina's up there. But I'm just saying, you guys have got to say, we're launching Dallas. It's happening here. It's going to start in this house, in this living room. We're going to fill the Jerry Dome over there. That's the kind of leadership it's going to take to launch this where we are. In 8 years, when we have another 7,000 gold, you can be a B-teamer in the United States. Right now, we need A-teamer people. Wave 1 of NECAN was like Apple. But let me ask you guys this. Do you think there was a difference in Apple computer before the iTunes, the iPad, and the iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the people that made the initial money in NECAN are pre-iPhone. Okay? This opportunity is so big right now because you're literally on the ground floor of a multi-billion dollar multinational company and you all get to start creating your own areas. Quit plugging in and start leading. Build your business. When I launched my business in Michigan, then again in Texas, we drove around and said, we're going to build this area, we're launching it, we're going to fill the biggest arenas in town, we're looking for the people that want to get it done. I really didn't even talk about NECAN that much. I talked about the tool, we talked about the meeting. NECAN was the vehicle we were using. The mission was to build it big. Okay? So if you really want to build it big and fast, if you're out in Louisiana, tell people you're going to build the Silver Dome, or the Superdome. Tell people you're going to build your city. You're going to make a difference in your local town, and you're looking for the team of people that wants to go out and get it built. And have a clear, bell-ringing, clear message if that's what you're going to do. So, having said all that, once I understand that, then all I know is I've got some basic tools. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to know my calendar. Okay, I want to know where I'm going to be and when. What are the nights you're going to do your business overviews? You're getting started. How do you want to set your organization up so that you flow? The first thing I would do also is I would set up my personal web page. Okay? On this page, and I'm going to help everybody on our team get this thing set up, and you guys have the editor capability to do it now. You can see on this page that when I give somebody our card, they go right in here. And at the top, it tells them they have two choices. You can shop now or you can join NECAN. I tell them below it there's a quick video overview of one of our most advanced products. And then below it, if you want a quick business overview, it's there, a full product overview or a full business overview. And then any other questions you have, click down below it or click down below it. Up above it, you can shop or join. Everything that I have is bundled into this page. So when we meet prospects, we're not wondering what to do with them. We're executing. So this is our template that we have set up, okay? The base document that we start by introducing everybody to, and I'm going to tell you guys something, this A Quick ABC is extremely simple. It should take 3 to 5 minutes to give people, and it gives a complete tour of the business. Now, let me share something with you. Paige and I are in process right now of doing a video shoot that will be 3 minutes long. We have editing software that we will be dropping both slides and video clips over the video. You will have a very strong 3-minute recruiting video within the next week to 10 days. We're actually in the process of putting together right now that you can look right on your page, and you can even take it, and we'll teach you guys how to take that 3 minutes and add another 60 seconds or 90 seconds of a personal message on top of it. But when I give this ABC to people, I do the same thing every time. I sit down and say, you know, I know you and I were chatting, and you shared with me that, you know, you would like to get your kids out of daycare, or you're looking for a career. So let me give you a quick overview of who we are as a company. I put it down in front of them so they can see it too, and the video we're shooting will follow this flow almost identically. In fact, it will be this flow. So what we basically say is it all starts with our products. They're designed to clean up our toxic environment. And while Western medicine and pharmaceutical companies were studying sickness, we were studying your health. We're all over the world. We're global. We're backed by science and built on changed lives. For me and my family, it's done X and Y. I'll usually slide a couple stories in there. And we have a vision to protect the health of the ones we love. What NECAN has done is basically realized what we all know, but nobody's doing, that protecting your health is vital. Okay? You got to breathe. You got to drink. You got to eat. You got to sleep. And you got to have relief from discomfort, okay? And the NECAN solution then is all these technologies, which is a wellness home. So we offer hundreds of products to create that, which is why we're in partnership with Healthy Child, Healthy World as the environmental solution. So if you see some of our technologies right there, and I'll tell you a couple things in just a second, you guys, on the live side here. We have built products that fit in every one of those categories. So if I only introduce you to the water, what I'm going to say is, you've seen our water, but understand there's a lot of other products behind it that you would have access to with a membership. So the bottom line is many companies have little pieces of wellness. Maybe they have a miracle pill or something, or the thing that will cure everything in one bottle, like on Josie Wales there. But only NECAN has it all, okay? Millions of dollars in research and R&D, proven by success, and someone finally has a common sense. We don't have to make crazy claims. We don't have to say we just looked at it and grew our hair back. It's I slept, I ate, I breathed, and I drank. It's easy. I want you guys to know the elegance of that is what's so beautiful. And someone finally made it easy and affordable. Does it make sense? And then I'll say, does that make sense to you, what our product line is all about, what our mission is? Okay, now, by the way, I want you guys to know that first page. If all you want to show is the product, I was talking to Lyle and Sandy, they did a booth this weekend, probably a lot of products there. You can have that page there as a handout, and it would explain our entire product line. Do you guys like having the power to explain all of our products on one easy page?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, if you want to know about the business, it's real simple. People ask us all the time. The bottom line is if you look at the picture, you got yourself in the middle. That's your house. Okay? NECAN sends products into you. It's extremely simple. And then you're the user of the products. You get a membership. It takes about 60 seconds. Okay? Then you invest in your own products. To get your own self healthy, you can start with a bottle of water, you can start with a whole wellness home, or anything in between. What you guys will find is, even when people start out with a pair of MagiSteps, within 6 months or a year, they got it all. The nice thing about NECAN, guys, is I'm going to say it to you again. You say, well, it sure is easier to only have one product. Let me ask you this. You guys think that a football team with only one good player has a better deal because they have easier play calling? saying is, I don't know how to make Nikan simple to explain. I'm telling you. If you feel more comfortable with one or two of the products, guys, I spend 80 to 85% of my time talking about the water because it's easy. I basically have made myself a one-message company, and then I branch it out. I met somebody at the gym about 2 weeks ago, I think I told you guys this, talking about the water bottle, and a mother of a young lady with a very serious medical condition said, we have a skin condition in my family. Could this help her? And I said, well, let me tell you, we have some technologies that very well could. And now we're talking about magnets. I gave her a power chip. She got huge results from it. It really made her feel better. So the conversation branches if you start simple. So pick some things you're passionate about. I wear the power bands. I carry the water. I have a 1-2 punch. I don't introduce all of our nutritionals, guys. I talk about Jay Green 90% of the time because it's easy and everybody gets it. I give out a couple of sleeves to Jay Green. I get orders. I got 2 people ordering boxes right now for giving out 2 sleeves. Okay, easy. All right? So back to this. You share your story with others. Tell people what we like. If they like what they see, they do the same as we did. Nikan does all the hard stuff, and when they order, Nikan sends them a product and you a check, okay? Nikan does all the regulation, training, and the other stuff. So the business is as simple as that. Use it, share it, connect people, get a check. Step 5 is where it gets huge. You can build a giant network. This is kind of for our career people. And the bottom line, we have a pay plan designed to get people educated, get them in, get them free, and get them home. And once you get up around that executive to silver level, you're starting to make the income if you're on point. Remember, if you throw a basketball backwards, it doesn't go through a hoop. So understanding the game is the key to a big check. And that's the important thing, is understanding and funneling your message toward that compensation plan. And it's easy. And then I'll usually say, hey, there's a couple reasons to join us, anywhere from, creating goals and a life that you want, to freedom, to securing your own future, to just being free. And then I'll look at it and say, does this look like something that's interesting to you? If it does, go right back to where I was just a second ago. You got your base core presentation. And I looked down at these. This is the basics. To understand how to use this is extremely simple. Okay? On the download page, you got the quick presentation that's 10 minutes or less. You got a preview that's 30 minutes or less. That's like a complete business overview. You got a product preview that gives a full product presentation. And you got a getting started that helps people get connected. Just select the presentation you need, like a library book, and go over it with people. It's as easy as that. So when Paige and I meet people, we've got our webpage set up. We know that we're going to do a monthly live meeting in Austin and one in Bastrop. So that's our Central Texas meeting. I also know that we have other leaders setting up meetings around the country and around the state, so I'll work towards those. I know I've got this call on Monday, so I'm going to connect my leaders into here so that they can get professionally developed. And I know basically where things are. And then when I meet somebody, I just execute. Network marketing to make a lot of money is doing 2 or 3 really simple things repetitively to make a giant paycheck. It's not custom presentations for every person. It's not trying to sell products to sick people. Guys, we are not in the business in Nikan of looking for the sick. We're looking for the healthy to help the sick. Do you guys understand the difference between the two?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not looking for the poorest, most destitute guy in town who doesn't want to be successful. I'm looking for broke people that would like to turn it around, not poor people that want to stay poor. Okay? So I guess what I'm saying is I really enjoy prospecting because I see it as giving hope and opportunity to people who want hope and opportunity. And part of that is finding people that would like hope and opportunity. Yes, even your faith. If you've got a faith in God, if you read most of the New Testament, well, Jesus is offering it to people. He's not cramming it down their necks. You guys realize that he's saying you have a choice not to accept his gift. That's where real power comes from, is when people choose to accept it. So, for me, it's really easy to prosper. Now, everybody say, well, I'm having a real hard time getting anybody to do anything. Well, if you're hitting people with a wellness home in the face and lugging bags of stuff over there, you guys see that it might be tough to get somebody to get your level of vision looking at 300 products. The other thing is if you're traveling around like a country doctor trying to diagnose illnesses and put magnets on it, you're probably going to go a little bit slower, too. It's not that message. It's an opposite message of hope, opportunity, and freedom from your pain and discomfort, freedom from the problems that are plaguing your environment, it's a positive, uplifting, attractive message, not a chasing, bending down, begging message. Do you guys understand where I'm going with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what. When you've got products that really change people's lives, that really, guys, I've seen people get out of wheelchairs. I've seen people skip surgeries. I've seen people toes not get amputated by wearing the Bagadets over 10 times. I've seen people come off dialysis, off diabetes medication. I've seen people that had children who were incorrigible put the products on and change their lives. I've seen people's pets live an extra 5 years. I've seen people's elderly parents get an extra 5 to 10 good years of life. I've seen it all with this company. It's easy to go out and give it away like it's a mission, with it, well, like you're going out to do missionary work. I'm going out to do evangelical work. I'm not going out to do missionary work. Do you guys understand the difference between being a missionary and being an evangelist?
I think so.
A missionary is going out to find the poorest of the poor and ministering to people that won't do for themselves a lot of the time. Or can't do for themselves. I'm going out with an evangelical message to attract people that want to do for themselves.
Absolutely.
You guys understand the difference in those two things?
Yeah.
All right, well, on my business girl, nobody wants to spend any money. Of course nobody wants to spend any money. Raise your hand on this call if you want to spend money. If your primary message to people leads them to the conclusion that they have to spend money, there's probably a reason that you're not making any. What should our conversation be, guys? Is it about spending money or is it about what?
Making money.
Making money. The conversation is about making money, making people healthy, helping to set people free, helping to get people what they want, and that's the important thing. And I've watched, you know, in our organization, I saw a wing of our business kind of jump that track and get off that message. And then come back and try to say, oh, Nikan isn't working. I watched it over about a 2-year span turn into product time, disregard tools, disregard process, and turn it into just driving around like crazy, trying to close people in meetings and stuff. And that's going to yield a backward result. Okay? The forward result is a missionary in an evangelical sense, not a missionary in a giving it away sense. So, the bottom line, and I also want you guys to know that even 5 or 3 years ago, without these PWPs, and I'm going to do a couple calls coming up on the personal webpage, and those of you that come December 15th, we're actually going to pull it up in the front of the room and really tear it apart so you can see some of the back of the house stuff. With our discounting, you can now tell somebody, yeah, if you order and put in code 3344 or whatever, you can get it at my price for the next 24 hours. You can actually get texts now when people hit your webpage. You can, this little video we're going to shoot will dramatically impact your prospecting, and I'm going to help on December 15th, the people that come, we're going to set up the camera there, and we're going to do little 90-second intros so that you guys can personalize your web pages. You guys excited about that for the December 15th meeting?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so we're going to do some really neat stuff. So the bottom line, guys, is let making contact be fun. I look at it like it's something I truly enjoy. You know, we're partnered with a great company that's got a great future. We'll be here in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years and 20 years. And what's great about it, guys, I know some of the back of the house that needs in, and I want to talk to you guys that are silvers and golds and the middle level people. Kurt Foley, we talked to him for about probably 30 minutes last week. There are some things coming that are going to hit the comp plan in terms of what they're going to do for pay in your pocket first of the year. That Nikan's working on now, there are several major things that will take your exact check you have now, most of you guys that are builders at the silver to platinum level, and it will boost it up from what I've been looking at, anywhere from 15 to 30% on the volume you're already having. So it's a big deal. I don't really want to say what they're going to do, but some of the things they did were for the comp plan that existed before this one to make sure people up front were making money. Now they don't have to do it because we're able to fly through the level so quickly. So there's a couple major hits coming. I can't stress to you guys enough how challenging it was to build Nikan before this personal web page was in play, because this is how prospects communicate in 2012.
Yeah.
Nietzsche hired Icentris, which is the absolute best company in the home business world, period, for working on IT, and they got more stuff coming. Share buttons into Facebook, YouTube, all these different things. There are some major things about to happen. Guys, I want you to understand, you are at the moment before the iPad, the iPhone, and iTunes all hit right now. And it's all going to start dropping over the next couple of months. What we're committed to doing is giving you the tools to help it happen, help the transition. But what we really want you guys to do is start to see yourselves differently, that you're not somebody's downline sitting out there building the business. Start to set up your own event. Start to get excited. Start to plant the flag. Start to lead. Pretend like it's 1992, only the difference is you actually have IT now. You don't have to mail out 300 hours of videos every month. Pretend like you're launching Nikon in North America, because guess what? You guys really are. If you really think about what we're doing, you guys are the ones launching North America right now for the next phase. And that goes back to what I started this with. You guys have been in Nikon. I consider it pre-Ken. What's happening right now is the next generation. Paige and I will break our backs to help you. Our team here will. If you're a silver or above on this call and you want direct access, if you're on our team especially and you want to get on the live side, you let us know. I know several of you are joining us live now. We have some very exciting things coming up, and that's pretty much what I've got to say about making contact. Know your calendar. Get your web page streamlined and set up. I'll help you do it, or we will have mechanisms to help you. I will probably dedicate a call, not this next Monday, but the one after, towards the personal web page to help you guys do it, and we will go out and get this thing screaming. So the bottom line is, does anyone in the live chat have any questions or comments about what we covered tonight? What are your guys' thoughts?
Pretty
cool.
Thanks for
you. Sorry, guys. Somebody say something. You guys all talked over each other. It really is easy. I really want you guys to understand. Let me show you guys one quick thing. Do you guys want to see something kind of cool? I bet you guys don't know about. I'm going to show you this in your personal web page. Someone said the other day, well, a one-product company is easier. And I keep going back to that. That's such a silly comment. Because you guys realize that no one's making you talk about all the products at once here, right? Has anybody ever thought of that?
Right.
It makes me laugh. That aside, let's say I'm going to show you one little tool here, okay? Let's go in. Let's say somebody wants an air purifier. They're adding videos back in here, okay? Now, I want to show you guys something. See this little link up here at the top? I can hit copy.
Not yet.
All right.
We're not seeing it yet.
Right? All right. Tell me when you guys see it. Oh, I see it isn't coming up yet. Let me just start.
Did you share your desktop yet?
I did. Because that's the kind of man I am. Oh, here we go. Let me do it again. Oh, there we go. Can you guys see it now?
Yeah.
All right. You guys see at the top, I clicked shop now, and I'm going to show you guys just one little thing that we used to not be able to do. And they're loading video back into these. Okay? But let me just show you this. Let's say you meet somebody who says they want an air purifier. All right? I'm going to go up here and grab this link, okay? Watch this. Now, I would make it a little prettier than this, like I would embed it in a picture, but that aside, just pretend like I did that already. I'm going to send this to myself, okay? Now watch. Check this out. Let's say I met you today and you said, you know, I'm really interested in air purifier. Have you guys ever had somebody you feel like, I got so many products, if I send them in, I'm going to lose them? Have you guys ever had that feeling before?
Oh, yeah.
Let me show you this. I just emailed you this. Now, I would embed this in a picture or something, but I'm just going to show you this. A month ago, you couldn't do this. A year ago, it didn't exist. Select United States. It will go directly into my shopping cart to that picture. Do you guys realize that now you can have someone go directly to where they're going to make a purchase directly from an email? So if you just want to market one product and even run a special, you can do that. I mean, the other ones are over here on the side, but who cares? The worst case scenario, they order more.
Really?
Right?
I like this.
I mean, that's not a huge deal, but those of you guys that are in the least bit 2012 savvy, do you realize what that does for us?
Yeah, that's awesome.
You guys can do that on your webpage now. It's easy. So if you do You know, and I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to say it to you again. I do lead with one or two or three technologies 90% of the time. I have some Jade Greenstein sleeves. I have a few power chips. I have some power bands. And I got a water bottle. And I usually have them with me. And when I want a prospect, I usually give one of those out because they're low price. And I also will have a couple power chips. If somebody says they're hurt, I'll tear off two or three and put them on them. And I will not give them a box. So if the two or three work, which they do about 80% of the time, I mean, they always work, but it doesn't always help the problem. What do you think they're going to do if those three power chips help their bad back? What are they going to come back and say to you the next day?
They want more.
Right. And I say, would you like it wholesale or retail? It's easy. The water bottle, if you've got a hot prospect, I'll give them one because I know they're going to have to come back and reorder their filter. I'm not saying to do this. I'm saying it's an easy way to go out there and do it. Guys, I'll tell you right now, I just saw an MLM yesterday. Their training is order a case of stuff for yourself, order a second case, and sample it out to people. Cases are $150 a pop. You guys realize this is how these companies are conducting business. I'm telling you, you can order 30 sleeves of Jade Green, give two out to 15 people, cost you $1.50 per prospect. Sure beats the heck out of $35 a bottle per prospect, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Guys, if you loan out four sleeves of Jade Green, you're going to get one or two customers easy. Power chips, $23. That's $13 cheaper than a jug of juice to give out to somebody. A waterfall. I just Vicki Walters, one of Loudmakers people in her, is a silver. You could send an email out, let's take a waterfall. I'm just picking on you because I was just scrolling names. I saw you on there and we talked the other day. You could connect somebody to a waterfall. You send them an email, they click it, they open it, they watch it, they go order it on your website, you make $100 cash. $75 retail plus 20 times two, you're actually making like $120. My wife and I have probably made $1,000 cash retail in the past 5 months from waterfalls. I probably have 60 minutes total time invested in that. That's Johnny Cochran money. All I'm saying is, you guys, you have so many tools at your disposal. See it for what it is. See it for what it is. What we have now is to be honest with you guys, we have the completest ECAN product for the first time probably since I've been in. We were a complete product in the 90s up to the early 2000s. When technology changed, do you guys realize in the last 5 years how much technology has changed? Everything from Facebook to streaming video. Do you guys realize how profound of a deal that is?
Been tremendous.
Sure. So some of these MLMs that started in the last 2 or 3 years, they started out with web pages and all this stuff. So they may have a short-term technological lead, but folks, how far can you go on a bottle of ice?
Not very far.
No, and you know, and by the way, God bless them if they do well. It's not even bad. You're just not, you're not going to sell $10 billion worth of vitamins. It's just not there. You know, what we've got here is such a big pipeline that it's billions and billions of dollars sitting there. The other thing is, when a lot of people, unless you're an industry person, you don't realize that having 1,000 people in your group at Nikken will make you a deep six-figure income. It takes 10, 20,000 people in most of these other companies to sustain that level of income. It's not even the same ballgame. And like I said, if anybody says, well, I want to make more, you have to understand how to play the game. This is not, you know, you guys notice on these calls, I really don't talk about the industry much in the sense where I'm not recommending all the networking books. I'm not saying read Mark Yarnell and all these guys. It's not that they're good or bad people. I just, you know, if I recruit you guys and I tell you I'm in Nikken and I'm going to be here in 5 years, where I grew up, that means something. I'll always be a soldier. My word means something. So to me, if I've been at 5 or 6 or 7 companies, I think at some point you guys feel there might be a credibility gap when you're the one in the front of the room telling people to join you.
Yes.
For me, I do. So I've never been one, if you guys have listened, to say, go and get all the network marketing books from Barnes & Noble. It's not that some of it isn't accurate, but most of the industry is geared just on recruiting because they know it's a five-year run. I believe Nikken is a career because we're not only recruiting, we're building and retaining organizations that are going to last 20, 30 years. Folks, I've been here for 14 years. my sponsors for 22 years. So this is a career, not just an upfront, and that's an important thing. And so what's about to happen, you guys are literally, mark my words on this, mark my words, you guys are in NECN now, and it's almost an identical paradigm to where Apple was in 2001. And you're signed up in it now, and I just saw Jeremy go off up in Dallas, and Danny's sitting there. You guys are sitting in Dallas at a time when there's barely even active meetings, and we're getting ready to draw. Christina, you're up in Oklahoma. I talked about you too, but you know the deal. Same thing there. So it's big. Anybody have any thoughts or comments about what we're talking about? And Jeremy, I don't want to turn the game back on. I was so mad I already threw my jersey out the window.
There's another massive one, and I wasn't going to say a word about the San Francisco 49ers tonight, but I'll let you talk about Notre Dame.
My wife already told me to shut the door because I was talking mean. She told me to shut the door. She wants the baby to hear it. My son called Cole, and he was furious, and let's just say I was calling some offensive linemen fat and lazy, and my wife didn't think it sounded very nice with having a baby in the house, so I had to be quiet. I actually got told to shut the door and be quiet. But that is
I, on the other hand, am enjoying this very much. So.
I imagine. It's a sport. At least Notre Dame is number one. What are you going to do?
That's right. Well, that's right.
That's where I want to go with this. What are you guys' thoughts on what you heard tonight? And everybody from Lyle and Sandy to Christina, Jeremy, everybody. Anybody have any questions on what we covered tonight?
Hey, Rick. This is Bob. Hey. You're
pretty clear. I tried to overjudge as much as possible.
Now, get in your mind what you're trying to accomplish. So if I'm Bob and John, over in Louisiana, and you guys are saying, okay, what are we going to do? You know, sit down and say, okay, you know, I'm fired up about this. I'm ready to go. What are you trying to accomplish? What are you building over there? What are you talking to people for? You know, if I'm you, I'm saying to myself, I see a couple of Louisiana people in here, I see Deborah too. If I'm over there, I'm saying, okay, what's my goal in NECN? I'm going to build an organization. How are we going to do it? What are you doing in organizations? You connect people. You know, you're going to want some social and some business events over there. You know your IT events. You've got your web pages. All this stuff is set up. So just go out and use them and create a group. And here's the last thing I want to say before we shut it off. Go out and put your creativity and your stamp on it. There's no wrong way to build NECN. Have a good time. I'm not here to say duplicate and do exactly what I'm telling you to do. What I'm saying is we're going to give you tools so that you can do what you do. We're going to do a Dine and Discover up in Temple next Tuesday. We're really excited about it. Lyle, that's your vision, man. I've got up there to support you. That's the kind of leadership we want. You know, you and Sandy are leading the way, man.
We are ready.
And it's exciting stuff. So lead, do the events. Do you guys think maybe that in wave three of NECN, there's things that we don't know yet that will be the most successful business building tools ever?
It's obvious.
Yeah, so my point is, what do you say we have you guys go invent them? So be creative. Use those tools to create. What we're giving you in Pathfinders, our vision of it, is seed corn. Go out and throw it in the ground.
Right.
Build yourself a big business and have some fun. The world is yours. The ball is yours. We're here to support you. We will give you tracks, seed, however you want to call it. Put your wings out. Build your group, man. I know you can do it. And so the bottom line is, Wave 3 NECN people, the perfect timing, company, products, technology, environment, all of it's coming together. Bam. All you can ask for in life is to be in a position to win. I think we're pretty much set up. What do you guys think?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we love you. Leaders call tomorrow at noon. Look for some big-time IT-backed, PWP-backed training and results coming over the next couple weeks. And we love and appreciate you all. I think you are all magnificent people, and I appreciate the chance to work with you every day. We love you. Every one of you and your success means a lot to us. And you're getting to the top matters because you matter, and I think this message matters. NECN's a special company. And I'm proud to be a part of it, and I thank you all for taking the time to dial in tonight. I hope you enjoyed it very much.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick. Take care. God bless. We'll catch the leader tomorrow at noon.
All right.
Thank you.
Night, everybody.
Let's do it.